From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers.
G-R-O-L-S, how red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith. In the living room, Michael sits in Archie's chair doing macrame. Gloria and Edith emerge from the kitchen.
Hey, something smells good. What's for dinner?
Pot roast. And Archie's favorite dessert, rice pudding with raisins and a few bran flakes.
Bran flakes and rice pudding?
Yeah, we ran out of raisins and it was too late to go shopping, so I took the raisins out of the raisin bran cereal. So tomorrow morning, if your cereal don't taste raisiny, it's because you ate your raisins tonight.
Archie comes home.
I hate this day, and it ain't over yet.
Archie, what happened?
Oh, it all started this morning. I go to work. I'm running for the damn time clock there. I slid on a bunch of grapes, fell right on my keys. I'll show you the black and blue mark before we go to bed. Here's Stretch Cunningham sits on my sandwich bag. He crushes the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, wiping out the Twinkie at the same time. And then on my comfort break, my cigar falls out of my mouth and into the toilet. I know right then and there I ain't gonna be living through my finest hours. Will you get out of the chair? Yeah.
Oh, poor Archie.
And then the topper of all, Edith, as the French used to say, the piece of resistance.
Archie sinks into his armchair.
I'm on a subway, and I get a boin hole right there in my best coming home white pants.
Oh, Archie, I can't fix that. That has to be weaved.
Woved.
You shouldn't have been smoking on the subway anyway.
I wasn't smoking, little girl. A guy standing over me was smoking. He was using me for an ashtray there. And look at that, Edith. That was very close, you know.
Archie indicates his groin.
I felt like kicking him right in the ankle. But he was a black guy, so I let it go.
Gee, you're getting pretty tolerant in your old age.
He was as big as Muhammad Ali.
Michael nods and shrugs.
Wait a minute. What the hell are you doing?
Oh, Michael's got a new hobby, macrame. He's making me a new belt.
Ain't it pretty?
Macaroni? What?
Macrame.
Archie eyes Michael up and down. Michael just shakes his head.
Don't say it.
There ain't nothing to say, Florence.
You said it.
Will you stop doing that? Some friend of mine might come walking through the door and find out that I got a fruitcake for a son-in-law.
Daddy, there's nothing effeminate about it. Lots of men are doing hobbies like that.
Yeah, Rosie Greer does needlepoint. Would you call him a fruitcake?
There's no such thing as a colored fag.
What?
You don't believe me? Walk up to any colored guy and ask him, are you a fag? Your tonsils will be wearing your mustache. Edith, get dinner on the table there, huh?
It's all ready. I just hope it ain't too well done for you. You was a little late tonight, Archie.
Well, I stopped in Kelsey's on the way home for a beer. And who do you think is in there spending money hand over fist, buying drinks for the whole joint?
Who?
Your neighbor here, George Jefferson.
Oh, my, wasn't that nice of him?
wasn't nothing nice about it. The guy's just showing off. He happens to be making a few extra bucks now with his cleaning stores, and that's it. Comes walking into Kelsey's there, making a lot of noise with a wad of bills big enough to choke a dog, shooting his mouth off. I hate it when them people try acting white.
Yeah, but you drank his beers, didn't you?
Certainly I did. I figured he was up to something, and I wanted to find out what.
Why, just because a guy acts nice, he has to have an angle?
Always.
If I had your attitude, I'd go live in a cave.
You'd live anywhere that was rent-free.
Michael shoots Archie a look. Next door.
I'm telling you, Louise, you should have seen Bunker guzzling down all that free beer. He couldn't even say thank you. He was too busy belching.
Louise is decorating a chocolate cake.
Well, if it bothered you, you shouldn't have bought him any.
I had to. That's politics. Look, when you're running for office, you have to do a whole lot of things you don't believe in.
George, that's not exactly honest.
What's honesty got to do with politics? I'm running for Republican County Committee, not the Boy Scouts.
He reaches for the cake.
That's not for you, it's for the church.
The kitchen door opens.
Hey, people. Where do you think you're going?
To dinner with Jenny.
Mm-hmm. If you was any kind of son, you'd stay here and help me get some signatures on my petition instead of running around the streets with Miss Half and Half.
There you go again.
Fine son you are. After all I'm trying to do for your community.
Or like what?
Like all the things you've been complaining about. Improving housing, fighting crime, cleaning up the streets.
You really serious about this, Pop?
As sure as I'm standing here.
Okay, well, I can't help you tonight, but tomorrow night for sure, all right?
All right, we'll see.
Good night.
Give my love to Jenny.
Oh, thanks, Mom. And you, Pop?
Oh, the same goes for me. Give her your mother's love.
Lionel leaves.
George, if you get on that committee, are you really going to do all those things you said?
Sure I am. After I get him to change that zoning law.
Zoning law? What zoning law?
The one that's stopping me from breaking through the wall of our cleaning shop and taking over the store next door.
Uh-huh. You don't want to help the community. You just want to feather your own nest.
It's your nest too, Louise.
And I'm sharing it with a cuckoo.
Look, don't fight me, Weezy. It's my big chance to get into the system and make it work for us.
Even if you have to lie to do it.
In politics, lies are called promises.
Promises are made to be broken, right?
Right.
And remember, don't touch that cake.
I promise.
Louise walks out of the kitchen.
Well, that's politics.
George picks up the cake. Collecting his petition, he walks out the back door. At the Bunkers.
Pass me the pot roast, please.
Archie slides the platter across the table to Michael. Michael forks two thick slices of beef onto his plate. He looks across the table.
Hand me the gravy, please.
Archie passes the gravy boat over to him.
Can you hand me a roll?
Archie chews his food as he glowers at Michael.
What is this? I wonder if I can never finish dinner around here. I'm always too busy waiting on you. There's the rolls. There's the peas and carrots. There's the potatoes. Get it all. It's all going to wind up down there anyway.
You forgot the butter.
Archie has the butter dish ready to throw, but Edith takes it from his hand and passes it over to Michael.
I'll get it.
Whoever it is, tell him, get out of here.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jefferson. Come in. Oh.
Louise asked me to bring this over.
Oh, and it's beautiful. Oh, thank you. Archie, look what Louise sent over.
If it's one of her cats, I don't want it.
Cake.
Oh, a cake. Well, stick that down in front of the meathead, too.
Mr. Jefferson, would you like a cup of coffee?
Don't mind if I do.
Oh, Archie, why don't you show Mr. Jefferson your pants?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As long as you're over here, Jefferson, maybe you could give me your professional opinion on this here.
George looks closely at Archie's pant leg.
It's a hole.
No kidding. What I wanted to know is how much you charge me to fix that hole.
Well, we even paint job like that would run you about $12.
That's more than I paid for the pants 4 years ago.
In those days, holes were a lot cheaper, too.
Oh.
You are, Mr. Jefferson.
Thank you. Blanca, I brought this petition over for you to sign.
A petition?
Yeah, I'm passing it around the neighborhood.
Why, some more Puerto Ricans trying to get in?
No, I am trying to get in. I'm running for the Republican County Committee.
You don't look like a Republican.
What's a Republican supposed to look like?
Oh, I don't mean that. I just thought that Eleanor Roosevelt turned all you people into Democrats.
Well, not me, because the elephant always seemed bigger and smarter than Jackass.
Right now, there are a lot of elephants that feel like jackasses.
Shut up. You raised her, little Emily Post over here. Well, let me tell you something. You and that meat-headed husband of yours that elected all them Democrats that just got in, they better not get in the way of President Gerald T. Ford's big plans for whipping this here inflation.
Oh, what big plans? Making us all wear win buttons?
Well, what's the matter with that? I think it's a great idea.
Come on, Arch. Nobody's gonna wear them. That's one of the biggest nobody-gives-a-dams of all time.
Well, I give a damn, and I'm gonna wear one, cause I wanna win!
You better buy your button today, Arch.
Why?
The price of them goes up next week.
I think Mr. Jefferson just wants us to sign his petition.
Oh, are you a registered Republican either?
No, she's a registered dingbat. I'm the only Republican in this house. Let me look this thing over and see what we got here.
It ain't an IOU. Just go ahead and sign it.
Oh, hold it, Jefferson. I don't go around signing political documentaries just like that. No. Even Abe Lincoln, as smart as he was, he read the Declaration of Independence before he put his John Hancock.
Archie, are you sure Abraham Lincoln signed the Declaration of Independence?
Sure, 47 years ago.
Look, you decide right here.
Hold it. Let me read the thing, will you? So that's why you were springing for all them beers and Kelsey's there. I figured you was up to something.
Yeah, I figured I could do a lot for the people in this district.
Which people are you talking about?
Look, I know what you're thinking, Bunker, but I'm talking about all the people. Blacks, browns, yellows, and whites.
How come you put the whites last?
Look, I just want to help the community.
Edith, the phone. Well, if you want to help the community, you can bring the prices down in your store there. I mean, $12 to fix that hole. That's a disgrace.
Yeah, Louise, he's here. Oh. Louise wants to know what happened to her chocolate cake.
Oh, the cake, huh? Tell Louise that George is over here trying to buy votes with us.
Yeah, I'll tell him, Louise. Goodbye. Louise wants to see you back home right away.
Imagine that. Only one day in politics and already he's stealing and bribing. He expects me to sign this here petition of his.
Look, I hear you loud and clear, Bunker, and I don't need you anyway.
Petition in hand, George heads for the door.
You ain't the only honky on the beach.
Can you beat that? A guy comes waltzing in here with a petition, wants me to sign the thing without even reading it. Now, I mean, he takes the cake.
George walks back in and strides across the living room to the dining room table. He picks up the cake just as Michael is cutting into it and walks back out. Archie looks at Edith and spreads his arms as if to rest his case. As Louise polishes her stove, George walks in the back door.
Hi, Weasel.
Well, I've seen happier faces at a funeral, including on the deceased.
I've been ringing doorbells for 2 hours. You know how many signatures I got? One.
Well, that's better than nothing. Who signed?
Me. Everybody asks the same question. How come your neighbor Archie Bunker didn't sign?
Well, if Archie's signature is so important, maybe you ought to tell him the truth.
I ain't going over there begging him. I got my pride.
You also got a blank petition. Now, you better get over there and work on Archie, even if it kills you.
It just might do that. But we've already suffered for 300 years. I guess a few more minutes won't hurt.
George heads for the door with his petition. At the bunkers.
I don't want to talk about it no more. I told you that a million times. Just leave me alone.
Arch, tell me the real reason you wouldn't sign Jefferson's petition.
Because he didn't want to give me time to read it.
Oh, come on. That's not it. The thing is 5 lines long. The real reason is because he's black, right?
Well, if you know the real reason, why the hell did you ask me?
Daddy, 1 out of 8 Americans is black. It's only fair they be represented, too.
What does that mean? If I got an 8-room house, I got to keep a colored guy in one of the rooms?
You can say something stupid like that.
Well, then you wasn't disappointed.
You know, I've been thinking, George Jefferson would be very good in politics. Take his name. George is the first name of a famous president, and Jefferson is the last name of a famous president. Put them all together,
and you get a colored pants president. Would you?
All right.
The man wants to serve the community. Why won't you at least give him a chance?
I got nothing against the colored serving the community. I don't want him to run the community.
Daddy, Los Angeles has a black mayor.
Yeah, that's right, and it was the white voters that put him in.
Well, maybe they was tired of having their city burnt down.
You know something, Arch? If stupid remarks were an Olympic event, you'd be a gold medal winner.
I bring the medal back to the U.S. of A. Get away. Hey, what are you doing in there, huh?
Arch, you have to have racial balance in government.
Get away from me, will you?
The kitchen door opens.
Coming through.
You done? You nearly mashed me with the swinging kitchen door.
Oh, I'm sorry, Arch.
Where's my beer?
Oh, in the refrigerator.
I'll get it myself.
Arch, racial balance is important in everything. Take education. Why do you think it's so tough for a black student to become a doctor?
Because nobody wants to see a black guy coming at him with a knife.
Archie opens a can of beer and takes a sip.
You just won another gold medal.
Coming through.
You see what you nearly almost done again there? Mash me in that swinging door.
Oh.
You're supposed to yell coming through when you're still on your side of the door, and not when you're already on my side of the door.
I get it.
Leave the door alone. I hate when people come into the house that the first thing they see is you.
Come in, Mr. Jefferson.
Well, it ain't Jefferson.
Hi, Mr. Jefferson.
What are you hustling this time?
Well, Buck, I just came over to apologize. Maybe I lost my head the last time I was over here.
Well, if we see it rolling around, I'll send it back with you.
Jefferson, what are you apologizing for? You didn't do anything.
No, I was wrong, and when I'm wrong, I'm the first to admit it. When I asked you to sign a petition, I should have told you my real reason for wanting to get on the committee.
Oh, gee, when a politician stoops to honesty. That's something. Okay, Jefferson, talk on.
Archie settles into his chair.
Well, you know that store next to my shop on the corner?
Yeah, I know the store.
Well, I want to buy it, bust out the sides, and expand my business.
Oh, you don't need a petition, you need a bulldozer.
George sits in Edith's chair next to Archie.
But first, I gotta have the zoning law changed.
Oh, I get it. So that's why you want to get on a Republican County Committee.
That's right. I figure a nice big cleaning plant would beautify that corner, you know, get rid of that ugly flower shop.
Yeah. Never stops. Everybody's out for number one.
What's wrong with that, Meathead? That's the American way. Government of the people, by the people, and for the pursuit of happiness. And I ain't signing that there petition till I find out what's in it for this here number one.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Certainly it is. If I wash his hands, then he can use them hands to fix the hole in my pants. For nothing, right, Jefferson? Done. Wait a minute. That's only the A part of the deal. The B part of the deal is that the Bunker family from now on gets a 25% discount on all the dry cleaning.
10,
20,
15.
Deal.
They shake hands. George hands Archie the petition, and Archie signs it. Gloria rolls her eyes, and Michael shakes his head. Later, Edith prepares baked chicken.
For tea and tea for two. For me.
Archie enters the kitchen.
You are screwing up the words today. Don't go on with it.
dead yet?
We'll be singing. The neighbors will think I'm killing you in here. That could be the worried neighbors now.
Hey, Arch, Mr. Jefferson wants to see you.
Yeah, yeah, dinner.
Archie steps out of the kitchen.
Oh, look at this. The boss is delivering a cleaning in person. That's something new.
Yeah, I figured I'd deliver that personally. Yeah. Here's your bill. That's $4.75 for the cleaning.
That's the regular price, Jefferson. And look at this here. You didn't fix the hole in that. We had a deal. What happened?
Your signature bounced. That's what happened.
How could his signature bounce?
Because you're not a registered Republican. You're not a registered anything. When's the last time you voted, Bunk?
It's against the law for you to ask me that.
Well, anyway, thanks for your phony signature. With it, we were able to obtain 25 more, which is more than we needed.
Well, so I done you some good. So what about the family discount?
That's only for registered Republicans.
Listen to this.
The front door opens.
Yeah, Pop, Mom says dinner's ready.
Okay, son.
Oh, listen, Mr. Buck, I want to thank you for signing that petition. You're going to get a good man representing the neighborhood.
Lionel, I got news for you. The only thing your old man is going to represent good is his own personal cash register.
Come on, let's go.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
No, don't tell me you don't know the real reason that he wants to get on that Republican County Committee.
Come on, dinner's waiting.
Well, he wants to do some good for the neighborhood. What's wrong with that?
I think the kid really believes that. Hey, Meathead, we need your help over here. Come on over here. You're Lionel's friend. Tell him the truth. Let him down easy.
Yeah, well, Lionel, I hate to say this, but the only reason your father wants to get on that committee is so he can change the zoning law and break through the flower shop and expand his store.
Come on, Lionel. We don't want to keep your mother waiting.
Well, I mean, because even if he does get elected, he can't change the zoning law, not for the flower shop.
Why not?
Well, see, he's running in the 32nd district, and the flower shop's in the 33rd.
Is that a fact, Lionel?
Sure.
Gee, that's an awful kick in the head, Jefferson.
Well, how could that be if it's right next door?
Well, see, it's right on the boundary line. That's why the florist couldn't sign the petition.
Well, who the hell drew a boundary line around my store? Were they trying to segregate us again?
Oh, so you didn't know, right?
No, I didn't know. If I had known, I wouldn't have wasted all my friendliness on him and his old ugly friends.
Oh, so then this whole thing was just to make a buck, right, Pop?
Don't take it too hard, Lionel. After all, he deeply disappointed me, too.
What's wrong with making a buck?
Nothing, but this is me, Pop. I mean, why you gotta hide it from me, man? You know, I was all proud of you going into politics, but I never thought you'd wind up to be a politician.
Look, I did it for you.
Lionel walks out, leaving his father staring after him.
When I die, you're the one that's gonna inherit the business, unless you die first.
Wait a minute. What about our deal? We shook hands. Ain't your handshake no good?
Sure. Just as good as your signature.
George leaves.
That's a very crooked guy just walked out of here.
Look who's calling the kettle black.
Oh, cut that stuff out. I wasn't making no references to race or color or breed. I'd call him crooked if he was as white as you.
No, wait.
Archie steps back from the swinging door and waits.
What the hell?
As he steps forward, Edith swings the door open, mashing him against the wall. Edith tries to comfort him, but Archie cowers against the wall. Directed by H. Wesley Kenney, written by David P. Harmon. Story editors Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Associate producer George Sunga.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Don Nickel. Produced by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Mike Evans, Lionel. Isabel Sanford, Louise. Sherman Hemsley, George. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1974, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.